Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast, and welcome to our Early May Podcast, Episode 87, Who Do You Trust? And, of course, back with us today is our famous, digital audience. Welcome back, everyone. In this age of misinformation, exactly who do you trust? You know, I have read that the opening of the country is premature. I have also read that Stanford University medical doctors explain that staying closed is exactly what we should not be doing, because in doing so, we're only setting ourselves up for a severe resurgence in the fall. Open up now, and an immunity will develop, they say, in the population, protecting us against a severe resurgence in the fall of the year. So, medical doctors on one side say one thing, medical doctors on the other side say something else. So who do you trust? The same is true for the upcoming Nevada casino regulations. Craps limited to 6 players at a time. Other table games, 3 players at a time. 6 at a craps table? Just 6 players? Well, if craps tables are putting a stick man, a box man, and 2 dealers at a table with a maximum of 6 players permitted to play, you tell me, how will 6 players be profitable for a casino if they are staffing the table with 4 employees? Unless, the table minimums are raised to $25. It's something that I fear. Will casinos offer tub tables staffed with just maybe 1 or 2 employees? I don't know. Or will it be that bubble craps machines and the like will now become the only refuge for lower limit craps players? Who do you believe? Who do you trust? This reminds me. I used to ask that question when I read or viewed videos that presented get-rich gambling strategies. You know, strategies that guarantee success. You know, be a control roller, you know. Or a gambling strategy that always works. I asked that question because I did not trust what videos were saying or what the gambling authors were writing. Now I am asking the question, who do you trust with the daily newscast and the daily newspapers? The age of certainty seems to have evaporated. Scientists disagree. Doctors disagree. There's differing economic forecasts. And asking the questions about casinos in general, or Las Vegas specifically, about what will casinos be like when they reopen, it's the same answer. The same question. Who do you trust? Increasingly, we have concluded here at Casinos USA not to trust anyone. So I can't recommend that you trust anyone. I can recommend that you should trust no one. We just have to open the economy across the country, and we have to open casinos and find out. You know, governors might put out regulations, gaming institutions put out regulations, but they could change their minds overnight and spin it. And I expect that the state gaming regulations across the country will change that way. They'll be up, and then they'll be down, and there'll be new ones. Who do you trust? Again, my answer to you is no one. And it's simple, because no one knows what will come. Let's see how things are happening upon the openings in all the areas. And let's anticipate that changes to openings will occur quickly, and in some cases, almost immediately. That's Casinos USA's view. And I say again, trust us, but only if you dare. Only if you dare. All right, we're going to come back with some phone calls. And we asked people, would they go to the opening in Las Vegas if it was May 15th, and since our podcast in early May will be out before May 15th, there might be some relevance to these calls, and it might help you focus your own thinkings. We here at Casinos USA have reservations made for July 14th, in fact, and we're still talking, will we take those flights? Will we take advantage of the comps, and will we go to July? Well, I'd like to say that I'm certain that we will, but I don't even trust myself in answering that. So we'll be right back with phone calls made to Casinos USA on this very topic. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Keno Nick calling from Connellsville, Pennsylvania. Just wanted to let you know, if my room was comped and I had the airfare on May 15th, I would be in Vegas in a second. I'm ready to get out of the house. I'm ready to get back to playing my Keno. I'm ready to get back to the casinos, and I would be in Vegas in a second. Just remember, everybody, tough times don't last. Tough people do. Let's all hang in there. Every day is Saturday. Take care.
We here at Casinos USA always love to hear from Keno Nick. Of course, he's Mr. Atlantic City every summer. And he's answering the question we asked. If they would comp your flight and give you comp rooms, would you go to Vegas on the opening if it was May 15th, which I'm not sure if it will be or not? Well, he says absolutely. But here's a couple others that kind of agree with Nick. Keno Nick, that is.
My name is Greg. I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I just noticed that they instituted a control group in Vegas. I love traveling to Vegas, and I would be willing to come out if the flight and the room is comped. I have an open schedule.
Well, we're going to forward that information to the casinos we think will open first with the phone number involved, because that's what the caller wants us to do. So we'll be happy to do that. And good luck with that. And here's one more on whether they would go to a casino in Las Vegas upon the opening, if that opening was May 15th and the flight and the rooms were comped.
Yeah, hi, my name is Daphne. I'm calling from Davie, Florida, and I would definitely come out if the state opened up in May and comped flight and room. I had an amount of time blocked off for my birthday, and with everything on lockdown, it was going to be kind of interesting how to celebrate it. But yeah, I would definitely come out if flight and room were comp.
And Daphne, we're going to forward your phone number also to casinos that might be opening in the middle of May, and we wish you the best. All you want is your flight and rooms comp. Seems like a fair deal to us to get people to be there, because they're expecting. Again, who do you trust? But supposedly, they expect the first few days, weeks, to be, sparsely attended. So the more people they get there, the better off they will be. And so it comes true for you, Daphne. And Daphne, thank you for calling Casinos USA. And to anyone who would like to call Casinos USA on these topics, you know, a trip report, to ask a gambling question, a travel question, if you want to talk about your casino capers anywhere, coast to coast, hey, we'll give you up to 5 minutes, put you on our podcast. And so just call our voicemail 24/7 at 1-724-519-4556. That's 1-724-519-4556. And of course, you can always join our Facebook group, has 600 members plus. And just go on Facebook and look for Casinos USA, written as two words. Answer a simple question, and you'll be a member of our Facebook group. And we post nearly every day. All right, we're going to break and come back and have a brief discussion on the NFL draft, which was only the only sporting event on television that was current and wasn't a retro look from days gone by. NFL draft, what's our take? We're going to ask you to make your take too. Okay, short break, coming back.
Hi everyone, it's Jane. It's so nice to be speaking to everybody again. Last time Fav and I were on, we talked about, and we were so excited about, the NCAA basketball March Madness starting. And we had our picks. We were describing how much fun it is to be in Las Vegas for the Final Four and for the whole tournament. We've done that. And we were looking forward. We were so excited. We had told you about our trip and looking at the sports books everywhere. And we've spent time in one of them watching the NCAA and betting on it. But none of that happened. So It's nice to be here again, as I said. So I'm going to give you my take on how to evaluate your favorite, what your favorite teams did or how they did in the NFL draft, regardless of when they picked. Okay, and my standards are, number one, did your team choose the best players available when it was their turn to choose? Number two, did your team's picks help improve an area of weakness that's very obvious? For example, picking the best lineman available because the area of need was a lineman and not a quarterback. If your team did this consistently throughout the draft, they deserve a high grade. That's just my opinion, and I'm sure you've read about it or heard about it, what your team did. But again, who do you trust for your info on that? We were surprised to hear that Andrew Dalton from the Bengals went to the Cowboys and for $3 million. So we may get to see him in Pittsburgh this year because the Steelers play the Cowboys this year. If anybody gets to see any games live, I don't know.
And I want to say Dalton has just been horrible as a Cincinnati quarterback playing the Steelers. Absolutely horrible.
Well, I don't think, well, I don't know how they'll look, but they got, you know, the number one pick, and he would have been my number one pick also for, I thought he was great, Joe Burrow. These teams are my A's for as far as picks go, the Bengals and the Ravens. Now, I would give the Steelers a B+ because what they did well was their first pick of Chase Claypool. Being a Notre Dame grad, he was a favorite for Fav and me. Were you as shocked as I was about how many times the mock draft of Mel Kiefer did not work? Over 20 times he missed. I don't know who else is keeping track, but we were. So this shows that even an expert does not always get things right. I hope your team did get it right, though. And again, we're all in anticipation of how this season's going to look or if there's even going to be a season. Finally, I hope to meet you on the casino travels later this summer. We lost out on two trips that we had planned, one in March, one in April. Fortunately, we had gotten our February trip in, but and we would have probably had one for May, too. But as it looks now, we're not going anywhere till maybe July.
All right. Hey, that's NFL draft. So you're saying the best player available considering the need that your team has, right?
Well, right. I mean, everybody, you know, likes certain players and they think, oh, they would help us. But if you need a particular type of player, you should try to get that one.
Okay, you continue to amaze me there, partner. Thanks for those insights. And you'll be back again next podcast. So let me think. What's next?
Did you see the memo about this?
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, I remember now. It's crab stock. Let's go right to it.
3, 2, 1.
I just wanted to review a couple things with you today. The first one, just give you some examples of don't pass odds. You know, we've been talking about playing the don't pass, especially if the table minimums are $25. And actually, we don't know what they'll be, but we're just afraid that the minimums might be high because I'm talking about Nevada casinos now. The opening requirements from the State Gaming Commission is that only 6 players can be at a craps table. And so, you know, I'm thinking that might mean that table minimums go higher if they have to staff, if the casinos have to staff the tables with a normal group, you know, a box man, a stick man, and 2 dealers. So I'm fearful of that. So I think for me, if not for many, the dome pass becomes more affordable to play when table minimums get higher. So anyway, regardless of what you have on the dome pass line, we're going to discuss dome pass odds. So for the numbers 4 and 10, you know, the odds are 1 to 2, just the opposite of the pass line. So, for example, if you bet 10, your odds bet is 10. You can say, you know, you lay 10, I guess. You win 5. And if you lay 20 odds, you win 10. So bet 10, win 5. Bet 20, win 10. I thought those would be two reasonable amounts for the low rollers. Let's discuss the numbers 5 and 9. 5 and 9, and the odds are 2 to 3. Again, just the reverse of pass line. So that means you'd have to lay 15, bet $15 in odds to win 10. Or if you up it a little bit, double it. If you lay bet 30 for don't pass odds, you would win 20. So your 15 odds bet pays 10, and your 30 odds bet pays 20. And then finally, the numbers 6 and 8. All right, that's 5 to 6, just the opposite of, you know, 6 to 5 for the pass line, which means in actual money, if you want to put a lay bet on the don't pass line and the point is 6 or 8, you have to lay bet 12 to win 10 and lay bet 24 to win 20. Lay bet 12 to win 10 and then 24 odds on a don't pass will pay you 20. And a don't pass is like that. You know, it's a situation where you bet more to win less. And the reason for that is, numerically, statistically, once the point is established, don't say this real loud, the don't pass line has the advantage. And again, memorize this. Never fight a table that's been chilled and frozen by 7 outs, early 7 outs. Either do one of two things. Stop betting or go to the don't pass. And if you do, you'll be playing the Coach Fav way. So who do you trust? Well, you can trust me on that one. I think so. And the second item in Craps Talk today is taken from ColorUp's power pressing charts. And that's www.colorup.club. Let me give that to you one more time. www.colorup.club. That's Jeremy Ellerick. And he put some things out here that are, you know, handy, I guess I call them. And so here's what he's suggesting. With power pressing, you know, if you're a pass line player, you probably do make place bets as well. And sometimes even don't pass line players make place bets. But let's say you're at a $5 table. So you place the 6 and 8 for $6 each. And of course, if you win one of those bets, the payoff is $7. So, you know, you have a total of $13 there. So just throw in another 5 and make it an $18 bet. And that's a power press. You know, you have a $6 bet, it pays 7. That's a total of 13. You throw in another $5, and now you have an $18 bet. And that $18 bet, if it hits, will pay 21. And I'll just do one more. So that's a total that 18 and 21 is 39. Well, what you can do is throw in 3 more dollars, and now you have a $42 bet. You can see how quickly this adds up. And the payoff on a $42 6 or 8 place bet is $49. Not so bad. And, you know, who hasn't been at a craps table where during the course of one shooter, the 6 or 8 was hit 3 times, not consecutively necessarily, but during the course of his throw, and then suddenly you have $42 out there, and it's partly the money you earned and partly the money you put into it. But, you know, now it's paying nearly $50 every time it hits. It's pretty nice. And, you know, so the shooter makes his point in the new game and place bets are out on a come out. And, boy, you're rolling. You're rolling. If you place bet the 5 or 9 and you get a hit on one of those, you know, the payoff would be $7. So your $5 place and your $7 payoff is $12. Throw in 3 more dollars of your own and you have a $15 bet, which will pay 21. And so you want to get a little crazy? 15 and 21 is a total of 36. So you actually have a dollar here. Just make a 30. You're going to take a dollar off of that to keep. And now you have a $35 bet. And that $35 place bet on the 5 or 9 will pay off $49. So again, see how quickly it adds up in your favor. And then finally, let's talk about power pressing on the 4 or 10. So we're place betting on a $5 table. The 4 or the 10 are both for $5. And one of them hits, it goes to $9. And that's a total, obviously, of $14. So you throw in a dollar more of your own, and your new bet is $15. Wow, that's nice. And the payoff on that would be $27. Now let's put those two together. That's a total of $42. Throw in another 8, and you have a $50 bet on the 4 or the 10, whatever one was hitting. And of course, at 2-1, that $50 bet, because you're going to buy it, you're going to buy it, so it's going to be playing true odds. That's going to cost you $1 to buy it. Will pay you $100. So, you know, is it worth it? In a hot table, it sure to hell is worth it, right? And I like to refer to Color Up and Jeremy Ellerick. These charts are free, so you can take a look at them and, you know, memorize them so you can think quickly at the table. I don't do enough power pressing, but I swear that's one of my demands I'm making on myself. I'm going to do a little more power pressing when I get back to the casinos than I have done. I'm kind of excited about that. But Jeremy's the one that put our 3-2-1 crap strategy from the pass line for low rollers out there. And we're happy to say 175,000 people. Can't be wrong, can they? 175,000 views of 3-2-1 craps. So in saying that, Casinos USA pursues life, liberty, and happiness. And it's a special place where every day, absolutely every day, is Saturday. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. So long.